How does this happen? You may be aware that deceiving another person is not in alignment with your soul, but decide to do that anyway in order to gain a profit or save a relationship that you are not yet ready to lose. You may know that the path of compassion is to share your thoughts and actions, and yet decide not to share them because you think that would cost you money or security. When you choose the energy of your soul, when you choose to create with the intentions of love, forgiveness, humbleness, and clarity, you gain power. When you choose to learn through wisdom, you gain power. When you choose to create with the energy of your personality, with anger, jealousy, or fear, when you choose to learn through fear and doubt, you lose power. You gain or lose power, therefore, according to the choices you make. The personality is interested in itself. It likes thrills, so to speak. It is not necessarily responsible, nor caring, nor loving. The soul is the energy of universal love, wisdom, and compassion. It creates with these energies. The personality understands power as external. It perceives in terms of competition, threats, and gains and losses that are measured against those of others. When you align yourself with your personality, you give power to the realm of the five senses, to external circumstances and objects. You disempower yourself. As you grow aware of your spiritual self and origin, your immortalness, and you choose and live according to that first and the physical second, you close the gap that exists between the personality and the soul. You begin to experience authentic power. When you interact in terms of the perceptions of your personality, in terms of your five senses, there is an illusion that you do not see. A disagreement between two friends, for example, is not so much a disagreement as aspects of each surfacing in order to be healed. If they were not souls in agreement, they would not be together at all. If a father longs to be at the birth of his son, for example, but circumstances take him elsewhere, the perception that he is elsewhere is an illusion. He is with his son. As the personality becomes whole and empowered, it becomes content to let the illusion play.